家早。
Today we'd like to share revival.
今天我们分享题目是复兴。
As a matter of fact, revival is recorded in the Bible.
这次复兴是圣经所记载的。
And also after the Bible completion, there are quite a few revivals in the history.
那就是在这个圣经完成了以后，历史上也证明有许多的复兴。
Such as Wales Revival in England.
好比说英国的一个人民大复兴。
Or in China, 山东 Revival.
或是在山东省的我们中国的灵性的大复兴
or even 河南 revival
甚至河南有过大复兴的
and that happened God's marvelous work among the whole community
神的大能神的工就坐在整个的社区上
sometimes even expand to the whole country
甚至延伸到整个的国家
over Wales revivalThere is a famous picture.
在这个威尔斯英国的威尔斯的大复兴的时候，有一个很有名的一个图像。
All the judges in Wales, they wear white gloves and they took the picture.
所有在威尔斯这个地方的这个所有的法官，他们都戴的一个白手套，然后照了一张照片。
Because they say we got nothing to do.
因为他们是说，你看我们现在没事可做了，表示就是。
Because people turn to God.
因为大家都转向神，坏事就少了，法官没事干了。
And that revival kind of sweeping all over the country.
然后这个复兴就横扫全国。
And not only the country blessed, but also all the people they've been blessed.
然后整个国家很多的人都受到了祝福。
I wonder that you expecting some revival in your lifetime.
我不知道你会不会也期盼有一个在有生之年能够经历这样一个复兴呢
？That means what happened in the Bible and happened to you.
也就是说，圣经里能发生的事情也照样能发生在你身上。
And happen maybe to your family too.
也可以发生在你的家里。
Today we would like to share First Samuel chapter 7.
今天我们要分享的是第撒母耳记上第七章。
Through this chapter, we may see all the signs of revival.
这整章呢，我们看到很多指向有关复兴的一些征兆。
Maybe we need to lean, or we need to really go toward that direction.
也许我们已经在往那个方向走了。
Maybe the signs start to reveal, then we know that it's coming.
也许这个真相可以让知道，哦，快要发生了。
And Chapter 7, verse 1 says, So the men of Kiriath Jearim came and took up the ark of the Lord.
第七章第一节，我们一起念好不好？ So the men, Kiriath Jearim 人就下来，将
耶和
华
的
约
柜
接
上
去，
放
在
山
上
亚比
拿
达
的
家
中，分派他儿子以利亚撒看守耶和华的约柜。
This happened right after.Israel were after they were defeated.
这个事情发生就在以色列大败之后。
They even lost their ark of the Lord.
他们败到一个地步，连约神的约柜都丢了。
But God has done remarkable thing among the Philistines.
但是神在这个非利士人中间做了奇迹异事。
And those miracles made them cannot help.Just return the ark to Israel.
这些事情发生以后，非利人就觉得我非得把以色列神还给他们不可。
And when the first time they send the ark to Beth Shemesh,
当他们第一次送到这个伯士麦的时候
，and they didn't follow the Lord's commandment.
这以色列人并没有完全遵照神的律法去做事。
So they got big trouble.
所以他们就很多人就遭难了。
So they want to move away the ark to somebody else. So they called the people Kiriath Jearim and they came to pick up the ark of the Lord.
所以他们叫基列野林的人下来把这个约柜，约柜拿走。
So when they took the ark, they put the ark into Abinadab's home.
所以他把约柜就放在亚比拿达的家中。
And it's on the hill.
这个家是在一个山顶上面。
And the family consecrated, that means separate a son fully and totally to serve the ark.
所以这一家人就把其中一个儿子分别为圣了，让他去专心去服侍神。
He got only one job.
他唯一的责任
to guard the ark.
就是去看守这个约柜。
And verse 2 said it was a long time, 20 years in all, the ark remained at Kiriath Jearim.
约柜在这里待了有二十年之久。
20 years.
各位，二十年呢？
That is a quite a time.
哦，这是蛮长久的一段时间。
And something started happen.
然后有些事情就慢慢发生了。
All the people of Israel mourned. They feel very sad.
所以很多的以色列人，他们觉得哀痛，觉得很悲哀，很哀痛。
So actually, this is the very first sign that once the ark stayed there for a long time, that means the faith has been anchored.
So we see that this 约柜 在那个里面停了二十年，就是一个信心的牢靠在那里。
The faith has been formed.
一个信心就慢慢的形成了。
For 20 years.
二十年。
So once the faith is confirmed and lasts a long time.To you or to the family, something was going to happen.
So, 当一个信心在你家里有在被建立了有二十年之久，有些事情就要发生了。
Through those 20 years, God be God.
在这二十年中，神是神。
And man be man.
人是人。
God in the his position, in the right position for him.
神是被。高举在他的他应该有的地位。
And men stay in their right position.
人呢也乖乖停在他自己的地位。
And this is the very first sign the revival will come.
这个就是复兴的一个第一个征象。
Let God be God.
神是神。
And then we will see the next sign. Then Samuel, their priest,Talk to the Israel, say, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then get rid of all the gods, the foreign gods, all the idols, and commit yourself to the Lord and serve him only.
我们看第三节，撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉。专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。
So let God be God, but then God got some requirement to people.
说当你把神当成神的时候，神会就对你有些要求。
He will ask you to remove all the idols.
他会让你除掉一切的偶像。
And idols actually is something else, something else.Sit at the throne of your heart. That's called idol, except the Lord Jesus.
所以什么叫做偶像呢？所谓的偶像就是那个坐在你心中宝座的那样东西。如果不是神的话，那个就是偶像。
And God, He is very serious about this issue.
对这件事来说，神是非常的、非常的严肃的、严厉的。
And then the Israelites put away they.Follow the instruction. They put away their Baals and Ashtoreths and serve the Lord only.
第四节，以色列人就除掉了朱巴利、亚斯他录，单单的侍奉耶和华。
As a matter of fact, Baal is a male god.
那我们知道 Baal 就是一个男性的神职。
And Ashtoreth is a female god in Canaan.
亚斯他录呢，在这个迦南地，他们就是一个是男的神职，一个是女的神职。
And according to their religion, they say, "Oh, the Baal will give you a good harvest."
所以照他们这个宗教的理论，就是说这个巴利他可以给你一个好的丰收之年。
And the female God gonna give you a good descendants, many descendants.
那亚斯他诺呢，就是所谓的有点像送子观音，可以让你很多的很多子子孙孙。
So they say, if you worship this type of God, you're gonna give lots of good stuff.
所以你如果尊这个崇拜这个巴利跟亚斯他诺，你就有很多好事情。
Brothers and sisters, maybe after you receive Christ, but at your home, you still allow those idols stay.
各位，也许你们在信了主以后，是不是还有一些所谓的这些偶像还在家里摆着呢？
They belong to other religion.
这个是属于别的宗教的东西。
Some made of stone.
有的是石头做的。
Maybe made of silver or gold.
或者是银子或者金子做的。
And you allow that stay at your home, you know something going to happen.
如果你让这些偶像存在你家里的话，很可能有些事情就会发生。
Or somebody even kind of rearrange the house according to the what they call 风水。
也许有人就是照着中国的风俗，所谓风水的话，哎，把家里重新布置一番。
And all these arrangement actually is you give the password to demons.
当你这样做的，很可能你就是让这个恶魔、邪魔能够登堂入室。
They say this house allow me to come in because they set up these. Say, yeah, I'm free to come.
所以当你照那个风水那样去安排的话，这些邪魔看着哦，这边有个门户大开了，我可以进来了。
So some of the Christians after they receive Christ, but their family, their household still keep on running through all kinds of troubles.
有些基督徒信主了以后，哎，怎么家里还是这个祸事连连呢？
Or maybe some misfortune, mishap to the family.
有些好像不太好的事情发生。
Because this is why.
这就是原因所在。
You got to make up your mind, get rid of all those idols.
所以你一定要痛下决心，把这些所有的偶像通通除去。
Because God is going to give you a abundant blessing, but these become an obstacle.
因为这些偶像会阻止神要本来要给你的那些很丰富的恩典。
These idols only can promise those belong to this earth.
这些的偶像能给你就是一些属世的东西。
But never give you a divine blessing.
他们从来不可能，也不会给你一些属天的恩典。
So revival, the second sign that people are willing to get rid of idols.
所以这个复兴的第二个真相就是人们愿意除掉这些偶像。
And then we will see Samuel talk to the Israel, say, "Assemble all the people together, and I will intercede with the Lord for you."
好，第五节。撒母耳说：“要是以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。”
So the third step actually is pray.
所以第三步就是祷告。
And then when they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, and they.Speak to the Lord, say, "We have sinned against the Lord."
第六节，他们就聚集在米斯巴，打水浇在耶和华面前。当日禁食说，我们得罪了耶和华。于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列。
This is a sign of revival.
这也就是复兴的一个征兆。
And this sign is very important.
这个征兆呢是非常
important.
非常重要的一个征象。
People start to gather.
人们都聚集在一起。
They start to call on the Lord. They pray.
他们开始呼求神，开始祷告。
They pray so desperately, they even forget their diet, their food.
他们到了一个地步，甚至连吃饭都忘了。
They fast.
然后他们开始禁食。
And then they confess.
然后他们就开始认罪。
And they repent.
悔改。
And this is a step, the revival is a must go through step.
这是一个复兴的一个必须要经过的步骤。
And this is not just kind of a superficial repent, it's from inside.
这是不是只是一些表面化的东西，而是一个从内心里面出来的。
And now we move to the next step. When the Philistine heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the ruler of Philistine came up and attacked them.
第七节，非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人。以色列听见就惧怕非利士人。
See the revival. That means God's people start to turn their direction to God. The very one will notice right away is the enemy.
所以，当神的子民开始转向神的时候，第一个注意到的就是神的敌人。
So don't be panic.
所以这个时候，请各位，我们不要惊怕。
We can understand why Israel they became so panicked. They were afraid.
我们可以了解以色列人为什么会这么惧怕。
Because 20 years ago, when they had engaged battle with Philistine, they slaughtered Israel 4,000 people and then 30,000 people.
因为就在不久的20年以前。他们与非利士人打仗的时候，他们是大败的。非利士人杀了他们，几千，然后甚至是三十万人。
三万人。Okay. So when revival come, you will surely experience the enemy attack.
所以当复兴临到的时候，你一定会遇到就是敌人的攻击。
But vice versa, if the revival If you never encounter enemy, that means you are too far away from revival.
那反过来说，你从来没有遭遇过敌人的攻击，就表示你离神也许已经太远了。
So God put these verses, this history for us is when the attack from enemy, don't be panic.
就神把这段事情记录在这里，告诉我们说，当你们经过这个经历这个仇敌的攻击的时候，不要怕。
Some of the Christians experience that when I really want to get closer to the Lord, want to serve the Lord, want to love the Lord, but all of a sudden all kinds of mishap just surround me.
Yeah, 有的基督徒就有这个经历，说当我准备专心要侍奉神的时候，哎，就好像很多事情就发不好的事情就发生了。
And you kind of wonder why, Lord, where are you?
然后你就开始怀疑说，神呐，你在哪里呀？
Because enemy cannot stand that you are loving the Lord.
是因为敌人攻击，是因为他不能够忍受你对神如此的深爱。
But this is a good sign.
但是这个好的现象。
So Christians, some Christians, they people say they look very stupid.
所以有人说，哎，基督徒，你看起来好像笨笨的。
They love the Lord, but they got something miserable, but they still happy.
这个基督徒怎么回事？你明明有很多不好的事情发生，你怎么每天还乐呵的样子
？Because of this，
就是因为这个道理。
It will come to you，
然后你也会经历这样的一个经验。
But remember here， an even bigger blessing is after this， behind this。
各位要记得，因为是有个更大的祝福是在这个事情的后面。
So if you encounter this situation， there's only one secret。
然后当你进遭遇这样的境遇的时候，有一个秘诀。
This time they came to Samuel and asked him, say, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord, our God, for us."
以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住的为我们呼求耶和华我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
So this is a time to get to the Lord.
所以在这个当下的时候，就是你要进入神那里的时候。
It's not just pray to Him.
不只是向他祷告而已。
Over here, say crying out to him.
而是要向他哭求。
Have you ever experienced this?
你有没有经过这样的经历呢？
You don't have a very fancy praying a prayer, but you just say, "Oh God, help me."
如果你没有一些什么讲的很那个祷告，好像很花里胡哨的北方话，对不起。
You just pour out your heart and just crying and asking, "Have mercy on me."
但是你就是很诚心的把心都倒出来的，说神啊，救我。
When Peter almost fell into the water, he cried out, "Jesus, help me!"
当神正在彼得在海上行走，几乎要沉的时候，他唯一能想到就说，主啊，救我。
And Lord stretched out his hand and pulled him up.
耶稣就把绳收伸出去，把他拉上来。
And this is a sign of revival.
这就是你们复兴的一个迹象。
When enemy attacked, we lean on to God.
当敌人攻击的时候，我们就呼求神。
Because Jesus said, apart from me, you cannot do anything.
因为耶稣说，除离了我，你们就不能做什么。
And let's move to the next stage. Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up as a whole burnt offering to the Lord.
我们看第九节，撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与耶和华做全牲的燔祭，为以色列人呼求耶和华，耶和华就应允他。
We need to learn this. When you want to serve the Lord, an enemy attacked.And you start to wonder, and you kind of pity on yourself.
So, so, 当坏事发生的时候，你开始就怀疑，就是开始问，然后你就开始责备自己。
Sometimes you run into a very difficult situation.
So, 你遇到一个很困难的事情。
Sometimes you even got a very difficult health problem.
甚至你的健康出了亮的红灯。
Or financial problem.
经济出了问题。
Or relation problem.
然后人际关系又不好。
And you feel that you are so small.
你就觉得，哎呀，我真是非常的渺小。
You wonder whether I should continue to follow Jesus.
你就开始怀疑，我是不是还要继续跟随这个神呢？
Because you realize that you are almost nothing.
因为你觉得你好像什么都不是。
Hey, this is a secret here.
秘诀就在此了。
If you are nothing.
如果你是什么都不是。
Why not give this almost nothing to the Lord?
为什么不把这个什么都不是的你完全奉献给神呢？
You can completely give yourself to the Lord.
就把自己完全的交给神吧。
Yesterday we both of us joined a conference.
昨天我跟牧师我们去了一个感恩会。
And one of the pastor, she was very, very weak, and the family member already start to prepare the coffin.
然后其中一个就是牧师也好师母也好他在年轻的十几岁的时候生病到一个地步快要死了，后来人家才跟他讲说，哎，那个是我们已经帮你打造棺材了。
And at that moment she spoke to the Lord.
然后就在那一刻他就跟神说话。
Lord, this is what I got.
神啊，我就是这样一个躯躯了。
I want to give what I got to you.
我要把这个残弱的崎岖就是奉献给你。
As long as you're happy, I will offer myself to you.
只要这是你所喜悦的事情，我要把我自己奉献给你。
And now she served the Lord for 50 years.
然后这位年轻的小姐，她现在是已经是一个侍奉神50年的一个牧者。
And so the family need to return the coffin.
所以这个家人这个棺材就用不着了。
Because she offered herself completely, even though it's almost a dying person.
所以这个垂死的人，他在濒临垂死的时候，就把自己毫无保留的奉献给神。
Lord, we receive her with pleasure.
神就非常喜悦的悦纳他。
And this is the sign of revival. People start to show their commitment. They want to complete devoted to the Lord.
所以这就是另外一个复兴的一个迹象，就是人们愿意全心的全意的呼求神，把自己奉献给神。
And while Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistine drew near to engage Israel in battle.
所以撒母耳正在献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。
Now the real problem came. Even though they prayed to the God, they called upon His name, and they even completely submit themselves to the Lord, but bad things still happen.
所以，当你已经是进食祷告了，然后也完全依靠神了，甚至把自己都毫无保留的奉献给神的时候，这个唯敌人这个危险还是逼在你的眼前。
And they are offering. It's during a ceremony, just like the Sunday service. Now we are kind of focused on worshiping God.
说敌人大敌大敌逼近的时候，就是他们正在献燔祭，就好像我们现在做礼拜的时候。
Then one of the usher came in and said, "We got trouble."
就好像我们当下有一个招待突然跑进来说，不得了啦，我们问题啦。
The parking lot packed with people, with enemies.
我们这个停车场里面都是一些敌人，已经快要打进来了。
But they continue.
但是他们还是继续。
And then something happened.
所以在这个时候。
That day, the Lord thundered with loud thunder against Philistines.
那日耶和华大发雷声，惊乱非利士人。
So all the Philistines became a panic.
所以这些非利士人就非常的惊慌。
This is the moment for the Lord.
这是神的时刻。
See, revival, we cannot act alone, just totally by ourselves.
所以当人要复兴的时候，我们不能够就是靠我们自己。
God will be the one who initiates revival.
这是要由神来主导的。
So even they have gone through these darkness, but when the time is right, you will see the hand of the Almighty God.
所以即使你会经过一些这些惊慌、这些困难，但是当时候到的时候，你就会看到神的大能的手。
While I was in Tucson, Arizona,
我在亚利桑那州 Tucson 的时候
I had an experience of what over here said loud thunder.
我就经历过像这个很大的雷声的这样一个经验
Because between the bus station or bus stop to my house, there's a distance.
所以从这个汽车公车汽车站到我家有一段距离。
And over there is a bare land.
然后中间就是一块空旷的地。
And during summer, they call a monsoon.
所以在夏天的时候，我们会有一个暴风雨跟雷电、闪电的，叫做 monsoon.
And when the monsoon started, they developed for quite a while.
所以当这个暴风雨要来的时候，就是开始酝酿这些风雨欲来的一个酝酿。
You will see a dark cloud coming from one side.
你就从那个远远的看到一个黑云慢慢的集聚。
But this side is just totally bright, bright day.
那边是黑云密布，这边还是晴空万里。
And when the dark cloud approach, you will start experience the blowing wind.
所以当这个黑云慢慢逼近的时候，你就会感到这个风的吹动。
And it's very difficult to open your eye to see.
到一个地步眼睛都张不开的。
Because the dust is full around you.
因为它是风里面到处都是灰尘满布。
And this is a time that you got to make a decision.
所以这当下你就必须要做一个决定。
You need to run.
你是要跑呢
？As fast as you can.
跑得像不要命的跑呢？
Because later lightning will hit.
因为你此时不跑，一会儿那个雷电就要打来了。
And every year in Arizona, quite a few people got killed by thunder.
所以在亚利桑那州，每年都有不少人是被雷电打死的。
Of course, if you can hear the thunder, that means you are okay this time.
如果当你还能听到的时候，你表示还可以。
And that thunder is just right above your head, and that voice.It's going to make you deaf.
然后当在你的头顶的时候，那个打雷声音，你的耳朵快聋了。
You know what I did?
你知道我做了什么了吗？
Jesus, protect me.
神保护了我。
You need to keep on calling Jesus, protect me, and run.
你就一边呼喊说神啊，保佑我，然后也赶快跑。
I got a lot of fear inside.
我心里是在非常的惊恐。
Because that is too loud.
因为那个声音已经是非常大了。
And I knew that people got killed by this.
因为我知道，当这个雷是这么响的时候，有人会被打死。
So Philistine, the big, loud thunder really can cause people to be panic, especially at that time they do not understand what really going on.
所以可以想是在当时的确人没有这些科学知识，尤其是没有科学知识的人，在这么大的这个雷声的时候，会让你惊慌的。
And very, very uniquely is those loud thunder only scare Philistine, but not Israel.
有一件很有趣的事情，就是这个雷声只是让这个非利士坦人惊慌，以色列人好像安然无事。
So when revival comes, you will start to see God's hand.
所以当这个大复兴来的时候，你会看到神的手。
And all we need to do is just follow the trend.
我们唯一要做的就是跟随他。
See, revival is the experience of revival is pretty much like people enjoy the surfing along the ocean.
这个复兴好像有点像人在海边这个冲浪一样。
See, you can see quite a few people waiting nearby the shore on the surfing board, but they just wait and wait.
你看到有好些人就是好像就站在这个冲浪板上，就在那边等待什么。
Actually, they are waiting for our good tide or good wave to come.
实际上他们等的就是那个最好的一个浪头。
They cannot create waves.
他们自己没有办法去造出这个浪头。
They just wait.
他们就在那边等。
But as long as the waves start to appear,
但是一旦这个浪头慢慢打上来的时候，
they just follow the wave.
他们就跟随着那个浪头，那个波浪。
So the thunder is just like a wave starts.
所以这个雷声就好像那个波浪即将要冲上来的波浪。
And then Israel came out and rushed out and then pursued the Philistine.
以色列人从米斯达出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯奖的下边。
See, God initiated a very big first step.
神就开始了打响这个第一炮。
Then all the people just follow.
然后神的子民就跟上去。
So actually, revival is not our work.
事实上，复兴不是靠我们的。
It's totally rely upon Him.
是完全是靠我们这位大能的神。
And after that, they slaughtered the Philistine and they overcame them.
所以他们就把敌人都打败了。
So after they defeated the enemy, Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and he named it Ebenezer.
好，第十二节，撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间。将石头起名叫做以便以谢。
And this name is, there's a meaning for this very name.
这个名字是有意义的。
The name actually said, thus far has the Lord helped us.
这个名字意思就是说，直到如今神耶和华都帮助我们。
Actually, if we record,When the Israel was slaughtered like 4,000 and then later 30,000 people at a location, actually is this very location.
如果各位还记得的话，当年他们以色列被击杀四千跟击杀三万人，那个地点就是在这里。
But now they got the victory at the very location.
但是当年的这个败兵之地，现在是他们的胜利之地。
Brother and sister, you can be defeated.
弟兄姐妹，我们都会被击败的，都会有失败的经验。
But don't be panic.
但是不要惊慌。
Wait upon Him.
静待神。
When He starts, He always starts from the very spot you fail.
当神开始做事的时候，往往是你失败的地方，那个时候神开始做他的工。
Wherever you were defeated, where God will show His power.
你在哪里跌倒，那个地方神就要行使他的奇迹意识。
He will lift you up.
他会把你扶持起来。
Maybe you were defeated with shame.
也许你当时觉得非常的羞愧。
Maybe with discouragement.
然后你觉得非常的灰心，非常的失望。
But God wants to show you, I will show you how I lead you through this.
但神会帮助你。教你怎么样走出去。
So you can identify your Ebenezer.
所以你也可以找出你的以便以谢。
And wait for him.
在那里静待神。
And trust him.
相信他。
And after you have gone through this, then you will say, thus far has the Lord helped me.
所以当事情过迁了以后，你也可以说，到如今耶和华都帮助我。
And if a person experiences this, then he surely will be humbled.
所以当人经历了有这样的经验以后，我相信他一定会变得非常的谦卑。
Try to remember, for more than 20 years, Israel lived in disgrace.
过去的二十年，以色列人是活在一个羞辱之中。
They were defeated over and over again.
他们在非利士人面前是打败了好几次。
When they heard Philistine, they were scared.
他们一听到非利士人这个名字就开始战惊。
They may have lost their self-esteem.
他们对自己的信心是完全丧失了。
No confidence upon themselves.
呀，一点信心都没有了。
But now they got victory.
但他们现在居然有了胜利。
They defeat their enemy, their worst enemy.
他们把他最大的敌人都打败了。
Have you ever experienced that?
你们有没有这样的经历呢？
Right after that, how you feel about yourself?
在经过这样一个大胜利以后，你是怎么一个感受呢？
Would you be very proud?
你会觉得哎很骄傲。
You start to brag about oh this battle because of me.
你会不会就开始自己夸口说哦我打胜了，你看都是因为我怎么样怎么样怎么样。
Now we see when God lead and people followed, some real miracle happens.
所以当我们看到在上帝主导的时候，人民也服从的时候，有一个最大的奇迹就要发生了。
People really become humble.
人就开始变得非常的顺服，非常的谦卑。
They would not boast themselves.
他们就不会再自夸了。
They say, "Thus far has the Lord helped us."
他说，到如今耶和华帮助我们。
Because we count on His help.
因为我们是得到他的帮助。
Not us.
并不是我们。
Not our talent.
并不是我们的才干。
Not our wealth.
不是我们的财富。
Not our position.
也不是我们的地位。
But He.Now we see after that, so Philistines were subdued and did not invade Israel territory again.
十三节，从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。
More than that, the town of from Ekron to Gath, the Philistines had captured from Israel, were restored to Israel, and Israel delivered the neighboring territory from the power of the Philistines.
人所取以色列的城户，从以格伦直到加特，都归以色列人了。属这些境的四境，以色列人也从非利士人手下收回。那是以色列人与亚摩人和好。
See when revival comes.
当复兴发生的时候
，God will lead us.
神会主导，他会带领我们。
All we need just follow Him.
我们唯一要做的就是跟随他。
And then you will expect.Victory is ours.
然后你就可以静待胜利。
You will win the battle again and again.
你会赢了又赢。
All the shame will be over.
一切的耻辱都会成为过去。
God will restore our fame.
神会把我们恢复我们的一切。
And this is worthwhile for our lifetime.
这是多么值这么以一生来盼望能等待的一件事呢？
And the last one, what happened after this? What happened after victory?
好，我们再来看这件事情过了以后又是怎么一回事呢？发生了什么呢？
See, we learned from the history from many people that they had a great time and got to the peak.
所以我们从历史上看了很多人也是有很多丰功，所谓的丰功伟业，到了人生的顶峰的。
But what happened right after that?
但是当他到了顶峰以后，又是怎么一回事呢？
So we're going to see Samuel continue as judge over Israel all the days of his life.
所以我们看到撒母耳做以色列士师，一生继续做以色列士师。
From year to year, he went on a circuit from Bethel to Gilgal and Mizpah, judging Israel in all those places.
六节，他每年巡行到伯特利、吉甲、米斯巴，在这几处审判以色列人。
Sometimes victory bring laziness.
有时候胜利之后的就是一些平淡，一些忽视。
Because people may say, we have worked so hard, so now we got the victory. We want to enjoy the victory. We suffer so long. Why not give a great time, good time for us? Let's relax. Have some fun. Have more fun. And this is the time they start to fail. But now we see Samuel continue to judge. Continue to cleanse. And more than that, but he always went back to Ramah, where his home was, and there he also judged Israel. See, we have a tendency, we are very capable to judge others. We can see people's short in coming in short. We can come out with a long list. But over here, we see Samuel also judge his own hometown. Revival brings us cleansing for ourselves too. And he built an altar there to the Lord. Altar means I will always come here to worship God. The altar is the place for me to repent. The altar is for me to offer myself. And that's the revival can last. So let's try to think for you yourself. Would you like to receive revival from the Lord? Maybe now we focus only very individual. Is your faith very firm? And Jesus is sitting on your throne. And you let God be God. And let you be man or woman. And secondly, have you tried to remove, take away all the idols sitting on the throne except Jesus? Would you like to come to the Lord all the time? When you feel you need him, you pray to him and fast and confess and repent. And if the enemy start to attack, would you lean on the Lord and count on him totally? Through this difficult time, would you like to offer yourself completely to the Lord? Then you may wait. He will do something beyond yourself. He will be your leader. He will lead you through the storm. All you need just follow him closely. Then you can expect victory will come. And the restoration for you and your family will begin. And don't forget, you need to continue to repent and cleansing so you will hold on that revival status.
继续不断的持续不断的洁净，让这个复兴能够一直维持下去。
So now we may pray for ourselves. May the revival come upon me come upon my family.
所以我们可以开始为自己祷告，神啊，请你让这个复兴临到我的身上，临到我们家人的身上。
So let us pray. Father, we thank you for your people, Israel.
神啊，我为你的子民以色列人来感谢你。
They have gone through so many troubles.
他们经过了许多的困难。
So long time darkness. So long darkness.
黑暗是如此的之远，之长久。
They were defeated again and again.
他们被敌人打败了，一再再次的打败。
They may feel hopeless.
然后他觉得非常的非常的绝望。
But you are merciful.
但是你是有恩典的。
Full of love.
充满了爱。
You love your people.
爱你的子民。
And you want to lead your people.
你要愿意带领你的子民。
And you want to honor your people.
你要让尊荣，让他们得到尊荣。
Lord, may this prayer to you is for myself.
主啊，但愿这样的祷告，也就是我为我自己所做的祷告。
For my family.
也是为我家人所做的祷告。
For my church.
也是我为教会的祷告。
For my community.
也是我们社区的祷告。
Lord, we are waiting for this.
主啊，我们在静心静待。
So help us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。